Coming up on July 25th will be the debut of The Wedding Singer at the Ferndale Repertory Theater. And we've got a couple of the folks who are in the show. We have Eric and Sasha here. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Fantastic.
See, it's just one of those little technical things. Turn on microphone to make it work. I'm sure microphones are used quite a bit in this, since this is about a wedding singer.
We haven't really started rehearsing with
microphones,
mics, so it's going to be an interesting thing to throw in a couple days.
So some people may have seen the Adam Sandler movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is a play. How does it differ from the movie?
It follows the same storyline, mm-hmm. but there's more music. Definitely.
But there's also, if people who are fans of the movie will recognize a couple songs that Adam himself plays in the movie that have been transferred over to the musical as to not lose any of its original pizzazz.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with the story, maybe you've not seen the motion picture, Sasha, why don't you explain what the story is about?
It's about a wedding singer who...
I gathered that.
has his heart broken and loses his joy in singing. And I think and meets somebody who re-inspires him.
Mm-hmm. A little of a romantic comedy, would you say?
I'd go rom-com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a little twist that she is... engaged.
Oh.
She happens to already be taken.
With a twist.
Oh, what's a twist?
With a twist. There you go. Fantastic. So now this goes July 25th through August 17th. And it's at the Ferndale Repertory Theater, which is, of course, a wonderful place to see plays, mm-hmm. because it's an actual theater with a stage and seats. And it's very... theater-esque.
Yes.
Even popcorn.
And even popcorn, yes. It's really a fun place to see a play. Now, how big is the play? How many folks are in it? It's more than just you two.
Well,
we play every part.
We play every part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a two-person
play. A lot
of
quick changes. I think there's about 20
or so of us.
About 20 or 20 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 and a half. There's
20 and
one
a half.
Half person.
I mean, like 20... and half of 10, so like 20 to 25. Sorry. 20 and a half people.
That person only shows up half time.
Half the time. Mm-hmm. Got it. Or you have half a person.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of scary. That'd be kind of spooky. So how is the rehearsal going?
Well, I mean, it's been going really well. We've been rehearsing in the Carson Block, which mm-hmm. is a lovely space to rehearse. Acoustics there are fantastic. We've gone through... a lot of the show, we are going to be doing full like runs and sing-throughs pretty like this week.
This week we start our full run-through, so we've pieced a lot of it together, and mm-hmm. we're getting ready to do running through the acting and then the music, and then it's all
acting and singing at
downhill
the same
from
time.
Here.
It's amazing. It's a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those who aren't aware why we would practice in the Carson Block building, that is where the old historic opera house used to be, and it has been completely eaten up by other spaces, except for the very top of the arch there, which is where you guys practice.
Yes.
And it sounds lovely.
It's really kind of a cool space.
It is.
I've heard rumors that someday they're going to renovate the opera house.
Actually, I think that they're working.
I heard they just got a budget for it.
Wow.
This is just from the grapevine. But yeah. We would always joke because on rainy days when we rehearse, mm-hmm. we'd have to put buckets on the floor.
Because it drips.
Because it drips.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Big shake. Everyone's like, oh, is it coming down? Is it coming down? Is it coming down? No, we're good. Let's
very
keep
good.
Going.
The show must go on.
The show must go
that's
on.
For sure.
That is absolutely sure. Who's directing this play?
Brandy Lacey.
Uh huh.
She's doing the direction, and then music direction is Molly Cervadia.
Okay, Molly
mm-hmm.
does many shows.
Yeah,
this here in Humboldt County.
Brandy's first direction up here. She recently moved up here. She was just in Les Mis at NCRT. Was she in anything before?
That was a very popular
She was in
such a fun show to do.
Spamalot as well.
Yeah, she was. She was Lady
she
of the
played
Lake.
Played Lady of the Lake in Ferndale.
Yeah, that's that was a very fun
She's
play.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So, good laughs. We aren't expecting a. This isn't a very tense drama. Unlike Les Mis, everybody doesn't die. Right?
Well, yeah.
Not everybody.
If we have our way.
Maybe a fight scene or two, but I think everybody manages to live through it.
Man, I get punched sometimes.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's definitely light.
Light fun.
A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. 80s. We're going to have some crazy costumes and hair. And
nice.
And the music is very reminiscent of the 80s as well.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Fun stuff. The Wedding Singer. It's going July 25th through August 17th at the Ferndale Repertoire Theater. Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Anything else that we need to touch on about this show or that you need to get the word out about?
Oh, there's our Actors Benefit Night.
Oh, yes.
For a couple nights of the show, we have bands actually playing opening for us. So we'll have a few bands coming. I know that there's one band, if you know Nanette Voss, her teacher band Staff Infection will be playing for us, and I've heard them, and they're fantastic.
They're a lot of fun.
I know Bobby Amerkin, his band's going to be playing our Actors Benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come see the show, maybe call ahead, see if there's a band playing.
What night is that?
Come early.
We don't have the dates on those yet, but that should be posted fairly soon.
Yes.
Okay, well, you find that at ferndalerep.com, is that what it is?
.com.
Or .org.
I think it might be .org.
Just look up Google,
Ferndale Rep.
And if all else fails, a number and a phone call, all of your questions will be
786 Live.
Ah.
There you go.
See, I know this.
We'll keep you around.
It's right down the street, so you got to learn these things. You don't know these things, and you're living and you're working in Ferndale. It's like, whoa. You got to know these things. Alrighty, Eric and Shay, thanks for both. Oh, Shay. See, I did it again. I'm calling you by your last name. It happens.
I'll answer to both.
Sasha, thank you for coming in. And Eric, thank you as well. And again, that is The Wedding Singer, Ferndale Repertory Theater, July 25th through August 17th.